This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tash.
Now, we have announced a couple of times today, and we've actually spoken about the very special day that today is, which is Intersex Awareness Day. I was going to say
Internet Awareness.
Intersex Awareness Day. And to continue that conversation with us, we have Stacey Guildenstern in the studio. Good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning. Actually, are we Arvo yet? Almost.
No, we're still morning, Stacey.
I'm starting my first coffee, so I'm a little delayed. What time did you guys start today? It was early, wasn't
10.
It? God, that's early.
Well, we're in here a lot earlier than that. And our thinking process actually commences way before that as well.
Prepping up.
So, Stacey, how would I introduce you?
Yeah, that's I wrote down on the form, you know, you have to do forms when you go on media. Pirate's mother. A lot of people in town know me as P-Y-R-A-T-E, Pirate's mother, because Pirate and I have been going to maker spaces and to universities and to community hobbyist groups and trying to engage with them in order to get girls and women more involved. In particular, that's where it started, but it turned out my first class actually had a transgender daughter with a lesbian mom in it. So we've always been accommodating of whatever we need to do. You're never turned away. You know what I mean? So I started doing
that. So you run an inclusive show?
I essentially work with other groups who know what they're doing. So I started with University of Melbourne RoboGals and ran a group for moms and girls like years ago when Pirate was at St. Kilda Primaries. She's going into year six, and she would have been year one.
I love the spelling of Pirate's name, by the way.
Yeah, that's the old British spelling. My ex-husband is from a tribe in Borneo, and his tribe were headhunters and pirates. And so instead
we could use them in Canberra.
Well, you could name your baby headhunter, but then they'd be forced to work in
For the record, it is P-Y-R-A-T-E.
Pirate's mom. So her name is Pirate Ruby, actually, but she hates Ruby. She only goes by Pirate. So it's officially her name, and I don't know how I got that through the system, but I did.
Probably because it's spelt with a Y.
Yeah, and my ex is Malay, and he's from Borneo, so they probably thought it was some mystical, magical Malaysian
good
thing.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Your poor ex, their identity is sort of like deduced down to being an ex.
Yeah, look, I'm good friends with my ex-mother-in-law, and it's interesting how life, and if you can take your lessons where they come to you, and it takes time. A lot of us are healing from so many things. We are unaware of how they affect us and the fear that we can have triggered at a hair's, like just the strangest things. And communities like this with intersex, since I'll segue, how's that? Off me. I'll talk about me a lot, though. That's all right. I can do that. But let's talk about intersex people, because I didn't really realize and was never officially told, because I came through a backdoor route through what I thought was PCOS.
What's PCOS?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome, which a lot of women have, and there are people who are proponents of including that on the intersex spectrum, because it does, in fact, virilize, which for those who don't have the medical language, it basically masculinizes a woman, including lady beards and all those famous things you used to see in sideshows, heavy women with lady beards. Yeah, it's been around for a while, but they believe it may be related to an insulin issue in women. But that being said, it definitely has a genetic component. There's no doubt about that. But they thought I had that. But then they sent me to the top endocrinologist in Boston for women at Boston and Women's Brigham and Women's Hospital, something like that, you know, back in the day. I was 30, in my early 30s, still thinking I was going to have kids and do all that stuff. And I went back in for my blood test results, and she's like the top woman, I mean, in Boston. I'm thinking she's going to be able to tell me what's going on. Absolutely said, you have the highest testosterone of any woman I've ever tested in my entire career. And I went, oh, what does that mean? She's like, good? I don't have
I was going to ask, I was going to ask you the same question. What does that
mean? What does that mean? Well, that's what you find out much later when you put it together with people repeatedly. She'd never looked inside of me, but I've had multiple gynecologists over the years. I've traveled for work, busy person, lived a lot of places. So I've had a lot of doctors say to me, you're never going to probably have kids. You're not going to have any, you're probably not having kids. And I always thought that meant I couldn't get pregnant, which seemed to be true. Not that I was trying, but like I just had never had, you know, I was smart enough. I grew up in the 80s. We were all scared, you know, pretty scared at the time because things were going on with HIV that we didn't understand when I was hitting my high school years. Remember, like we even straight or people who thought they might be straight or whatever, kids didn't know what to do. They panicked. We didn't know if it was like kissing.
Sure.
Freaked out.
So you felt like a bit like that.
Yeah.
That was your reaction.
I reckon my reaction was sort of just like, oh. And so I had always been told I thought like a man, and I definitely feel like I always had felt not transgender, not like I wanted to be a man, but I never felt like I was really a good woman, if that's a way of putting it. A good woman. I was like, I mean,
so now
man.
You understand why you felt that way.
Yeah. I didn't have any idea, and why I was able to do translating between what tended to be men in highly technical spaces and people who needed to either learn something that they knew in a way they couldn't express easily, or, you know, maybe were such specialized people that they just couldn't talk to normal people anymore. They'd forgotten what it was like.
Mm.
So I found it to be a gift. I have ADHD. It's hard to tell sometimes what falls out where. I've got a lot of other weird symptoms I've had since birth with my teeth and my eyes.
And all of that's related
and
to the
it all appears
excessive
to be,
testosterone levels?
I don't know, and I probably won't, and maybe 100 years from now, because I've met a few other people like me who don't, I've never gone back and had my chromosomes done because I don't actually care. What's it matter? I did end up falling pregnant naturally, visiting my boyfriend from online back before that was a thing from the States, and accidentally fell pregnant the first day I was in town. That's a secret I just told on the radio. Okay, so yeah, I was a little surprised that I was 39 and I didn't expect that because I was told I couldn't get pregnant. Well, what they also meant was, you know, you can't have kids is how it was said. And they'd be saying this after looking into me and going, you're not formed right, and not really telling me what that, because how do you know what I mean? Like, no one ever wants to say it. And even if they could, it's not a diagnosis. It's a description, like you're too small. I have a great bod for radio. I look voluptuous. I'm a woman, that's for sure.
Look, you're not the only one. The studio is full of us.
Yes. Some of us, yeah. I wasn't necessarily gifted.
Is looking at me with shock.
I wasn't necessarily gifted. I do appear female. I've been accused of being transgender, and I mean that in all empathy and love to my trans peers, because it.
So, Stacey, how do you identify?
I am a woman. I am Pirate's mother. I am definitely female by appearance. I can actually physically have a child, but I cannot bear children. If I were not to be in the company of a doctor and about to have a child, we'd both die within 5 days. There's no way out.
No.
So, yeah, and I got an apology for that. So I definitely love my life. I don't have any regrets, but I think that I was lucky not really realizing and just feeling ugly, probably. You know, just sort of going through life going, I don't fit in. Yeah.
So we've spent a bit of time sort of trying to unpack some of the myths around intersex people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been through a whole host of those, you know, is everybody born male or female? And is intersex very rare?
Mostly female.
Is intersex a condition that can be corrected? And are intersex people transgender? And
well, my hormones are off. There was never
and
any
what's
choice.
The intersection between sex, gender, and sexuality?
And then here I walk around and I've started to accept. I'm glad I never lasered off my lady beard.
There you go.
You know, I actually like my shadow now, because even though I don't see myself as a man, I do feel like it is part of my natural body state.
So Stacey, we do need to wrap up shortly.
Yes.
And I want to, first of all, thank you for sharing your personal story.
No, I hope that was helpful. I wanted to celebrate a little bit and just say, hey, look, you know, women, there are a lot of women who have no idea that they might be somewhere on the spectrum, because people are afraid to even admit that they have a thing, you know?
And you've actually just gone off and done exactly what I was going to ask you to do.
High five.
Which is, what is your message to the community out there? What is your message to our listeners?
Look, I am lucky to be friends with some great MPs and some great political figures, just by chance, because I put myself out there, as we do as community leaders when we can be. I want us to see more messaging around the fact that it's not binary, because I'm tired of saying in articles and discussions, especially on social media, about this issue where I'm like, but I'm not either. And you want to tell me I'm not? Like, there was no choice in the matter. I was born and here I am. So really, I was born that way. It didn't really show up till I was in my teens, when my hormones came in, and then my body went, you're a man, but you're not a man. So, yeah.
Stacey, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It was lovely.
And thank you for so willingly sharing your personal story and being so open.
Absolutely. You don't have to worry about people, you know, the hermaphrodite thing. I'm sorry that that's still being said, but with a lot of terminology, we have to get past it.
And it evolves.
Yeah, it does. Thank you guys for having us on for a day. Cheers.
Thank you.
We were just chatting with Stacey Guildenstern, who is Pirate's mother, identifies as intersex, and was so willingly and so lovingly was able to share their personal story and so openly, Maka. Isn't that extraordinary?
It is.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.